Hosni Mubarak may have been an autocratic dictator, but for Israel, he was a key ally. He maintained the 32-year-old peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, the cornerstone, says Israel, of stability in the Middle East. And so, many Israelis were sad to see Mubarak go. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Jerusalem. They're now worrying about what'll happen next.
This is the first day of the working week in Israel. Over the weekend, the surrounding world has changed dramatically. This morning, Israelis are wondering what to make of it.
I don't think that is anybody happy with this situation in Egypt, because we are worried about the fundamentalism and the Arab nation they are coming up.
I think it's good for the Egyptian people, and I really hope that this change is going to change their life.
As an Israeli, are you worried at all about what's happening?
No, I didn't thought about it in this...
So you're kind of an optimist.
Yes, I am.
That's Mazal Topal, an artist, and Havit Selit Ohayon, a travel guide. In a way, their comments sum up the mood in Israel. There are pessimists and there are optimists. The pessimists say what's happening in Egypt is just the beginning. They fear the young Egyptians on their TVs will eventually be swept aside by the Muslim Brotherhood. The pessimists don't believe those who say the Muslim Brotherhood is significantly less extreme, anti-democratic, or influential than it's made out to be.
Yes, the Muslim Brotherhood is a minority, but they are the most organized and the most mobilized, and they do scare Israelis.
That's Reuven Hazan, professor of political science at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. He's in no doubt about which view predominates in Israel.
Oh, the answer here is quite clear, and it is the pessimist.
The pessimists fear their giant neighbor Egypt will turn into another Iran, and that Israel's peace treaty with Egypt will be scrapped. That treaty has shaped Israeli geopolitical and military strategy for more than 30 years. Without it, Israel's pessimists see a future of even deeper isolation and conflict. What about the optimists? Israel's optimists say the Egyptians celebrating in Tahrir Square don't look much like Islamist extremists. They look like secular revolutionaries. The optimists believe the military men now running Egypt largely support the peace treaty with Israel. They say it's just not in Egypt's interest to pick a fight with Israel. To prosper, Egypt needs peace. Anyway, say the optimists, those military men have just said they will honour Egypt's existing peace treaties. That's been welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. There are many unanswered questions here. One of them is, what effect will the Egyptian revolution have on the Palestinians? Ahmed Youssef, a former advisor to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, argues it could strengthen their hand.
If Egypt is strong and taking the high moral ground when it comes to the Palestinian question, I do believe that all the Arabs will follow Egypt. This is the bedrock of the Arab power.
Some of Israel's less hardline voices, including President Shimon Peres, now say the Egyptian uprisings added to the need to secure a peace agreement with the Palestinians. But the landscape of the Middle East is complex and littered with obstacles. Reuven Hazan cautions against connecting the Egyptian uprising with this issue.
From Israel's perspective, losing Egypt is much more important than the current situation with the Palestinians, which has been at a deadlock for too long.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to NPR News.